hatiku menatapku tajam.
It's Voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesia's Independence Day is a call for an end to dependence on food imports. President Prabowo attended Independence Day Carnival, and here is the news in detail. Deputy Agriculture Minister Sudaryono used Indonesia's 80th Independence Day to call for an end to dependence on food imports. Speaking at the ministry headquarters in Jakarta yesterday, he praised farmers for their spirit in strengthening food self-sufficiency. Sudaryono affirmed that true independence means freedom from hunger, with agriculture as the backbone of national food security. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto attended the Independence Day Carnival at Jakarta's National Monument on August the 17th, part of Indonesia's 80th anniversary celebrations. The event featured 29 performances from ministries and government agencies, drawing thousands of spectators. After the show, the president greeted the crowd from an Indonesian-made Maung tactical vehicle, tossing T-shirts to cheering residents. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Biarkan
Beach, which is located in Sukhabumi, has a unique, exotic and natural beauty. This beach is one of the famous beaches in Sukhabumi, with the distinctive beauty of cliffs jutting into the sea. In addition, this beach has a mystical history that has been well known and recognized by the local residents. If you come to have a holidays in this location, you will be presented with a beautiful view, which is a soft stretch of sand with brownish colors, cool air, and big waves that hit the cliffs. All of those add to the charms of the beauty of this Karanghawu beach. According to the story of the local people, this beach is named Karanghawu because there are holes in the cliffs or rocks so that it will look like a stove. Hawu, which in Sundanese means stove. So this beach is named Karanghawu. In addition, this beach is also famous for its myth, in which it is said that the cliffs that jut into the sea is Nyai Rorokidul's throne, the ruler of the South Sea. The length of this coastline reaches 4 kilometers. If you are at the top of the hill, you can enjoy a clear view of Karanghawu Beach. The view of the high seas until the big waves hitting the rocks is a very beautiful scenery here. Uniquely, in this location, there is a simple bridge, which was made by a bamboo, so you can take a walk through the flow of seawater to another end of the reef. Taking a walk along the beach with the occasional play with the crashing waves, or even sitting relaxedly while enjoying the waves and sunshine, is a fun activity on this beach.
Drive me to the town. Sleep with me tonight. She's my lonely wife. Nothing is forever. Nothing is for real. And do you want to leave me? Why don't you just kiss me?
You're still listening to Radio Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, and you can listen to this listener on the application RRI Digital while also enjoying all programs from all RRI stations across the country, including your favorite playlist, inspirational podcasts, and the latest news. You can immediately interact with us by using like, comment, share, and live chat. RRI Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and Apple App Store.
kita bertukar info. Tak masuk majalah tapi kita dalam tembok. Musik disco ini disco karena dia bukan gadis. Ku lelaki bermulut pahit ambil gadis manis. Mata-mata melihatku seperti James Bond. And I went home, yeah I went home. Perjumpaan yang pendek tapi aku feeling so low. Perjumpaan yang pendek tapi aku feeling so low.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song by Salma Salsabil. Aliyah Putri Mandaya, or better known as Salma Salsabil, is an Indonesian singer and songwriter. She has been rising to fame since winning Indonesian Idol singing competition in 2022. Previously, she had also participated in other talent search contests, but didn't make it to win. In 2023, Salma released a single entitled Bunga Hati, or Flower of My Heart, which became a hit at that time. In June 2024, she released another hit single entitled Boleh Juga. In this song, Salma collaborates for the first time with the trio of Ramadia, Ilman Ibrahim, and Anindyo Baskoro, who acted as songwriters and producers. The song Boleh Juga tells about feelings of attraction and an honest emotional connection with someone that she cannot have. Well, listener, here is Salma Salsabil with the song Boleh Juga.
Ku tak pandai berdusta, jujur saja kau boleh juga. Bisa ku pungkiri hatinya mentiap kau ada. Caramu tersenyum tertawa dan merangkai canda buatku terpesona. Dapatkah kau baca mataku bicara? Semua yang kau punya benar istimewa. Sembunyikan rasa meski berlaga tak mau kau tahu ku merasakan yang sama.
In a moment, listener, you'll be listening again to the VOA talk about traditional attire on Independence Day, because a lot of people are wearing, well, traditional attire during the day. So make sure to stay with us on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Dapatkah
1988 Independence Day of Indonesia. United and sovereign, a prosperous people, an advanced Indonesia.
Interesting thing that is always paying attention to the public is that the traditional clothes worn by the president, vice president, officials, guests attending the ceremony, especially in the after the administration of president, the sixth president of Indonesia, Joko Widodo. Now, for the first time, Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto led the ceremony, and we would like to talk about the Indonesian traditional clothes, the fashion of everyone attending the ceremony, with Indonesian young designer Zizi Rafika, who's already joining us on Indonesia Today.
Traditional clothes.
Hello, Zizi.
Hello, okay. Everyone.
Yes. Okay.
Can you hear my voice clearly? Sorry, because I must near with my camera.
Oh, okay. That's fine. We can hear your voice clearly. Now everything gets better, and we are really excited to tell the world about the Indonesian, various Indonesian traditional clothes shown in the Indonesia's 80th Independence Day ceremony. The first one way we can talk about what Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto was wearing. What do you think about that? Because he wore a traditional beskap attire.
Yes, of course, sure. Okay, hello everyone. Happy 80th Indonesian Independence Day today.
Yes.
Okay, we see together that Prabowo leads 18th Indonesian Independence Day ceremony at Istana Merdeka for the first time, right?
Yes, for the first time.
For the first time, our president.
Yes,
He wore a white traditional outfit and also a black peci of a traditional cap.
Yes, traditional cap.
Yes, yes. Our beloved President Prabowo, I think, chose the traditional name is Demang Atir. Name is Demang Atir of the total outfit that he wore, and the typical Betawi, like Ujung Serong clothes. The name is Ujung Serong clothes. Yes, this is combination between Demang Atir and also the Betawi Ujung Serong. And the president, we know together that he looks elegant in a white suit paired with a peci, and also the matching trousers with the white colors, right?
Yes, or like white or cream, like beige. I do not see it for sure, because sometimes it looks different, right, from the screen and when we see it directly. Okay, but overall, how do you see this attire, or maybe the color, to represent this very important event, Indonesia's Independence Day ceremony?
Yes, of course. All of the outfits and also the invitation and also the others official guests of the ceremony is represent the traditional culture, and the Damang outfit itself that wore by our president is typically consists of a long vest, trousers, and a distinctive sarong called Ujung Serong, as I said to you. And all of these outfit that wore by president and also the guest is represent our traditional vibes, and the compliment and also the accessories also represent the totality of our culture called Wastra Nusantara.
Yes, traditional clothes.
Yes.
And also cloth. Yeah, we are so rich in it.
The people wearing these traditional clothes in the ceremony, especially because we have seen this since the administration of the sixth president Joko Widodo, right? The seventh okay. President. Yeah, how do you see this? Because previously the guests wore like suits like that, so it represents, it shows more the culture of Indonesia to the world.
Yes, I think maybe more same with previous Prabowo and also Pak Jokowi. Also, I think wear the same outfit comes from Betawi itself, but the color that difference. Pak Jokowi wear a black color, then Pak Prabowo wear the white colors. I think represents West Java, West Java's traditional culture. I think same, and also other guests for the men. Half of them are wearing suits, but mostly wear also traditional vibes from West. From West Javanese culture, like a Betawi, and same with similar with Pak Prabowo award.
Yes, and also we saw the Vice President, right?
Yes, the Vice Gibran President also
Gibran.
Yes, I think same. I think the pipes and also represent of West Java's traditional culture. Same, but the half of the guests also wear the suits. For the men and the women, mostly all of them wore traditional culture from different and various province.
Yes, and I think we Indonesians ourselves haven't really known all of the traditional clothes from each region in Indonesia.
Because it's
a diversity.
Yes, yes. Right. I think the diversity, and you know all that in the past, Demang clothes that worn by Pak President was only worn by Demang officials and the nobility in the past. Mm. But however, today this attire has become a cultural identity that can be worn by the general public at various formal events.
Okay, Demang.
Yes, Demang.
From which region once again? Demang clothes.
Region Betawi.
Betawi or
West Java? Yes,
Jakarta.
West Java, Jakarta cultural. Yes.
Okay. Besides the president, vice president, ministries, officials, and guests, another interesting thing that caught our attention is, of course, the like paskibraka or
yes.
of like hoisting troops, that what they wore, and also the soldiers, the military. What do you think about what they are wearing?
Oh, they're wearing as official uniform of the integrity of that company or
institution.
Yes, but for the soldier and other related parties that represent the policies or academici or something like that, it's just wear the uniform of the official attribute for themselves as usual. I think like that.
Yes. Yeah, the bottom line is, indeed, in every Indonesia's Independence Day ceremony, the one that we are really waiting for is about the clothes, the fashion.
Yes, about the clothes.
How colorful full and rich the clothes are.
Very rich and they represent and enrich all of the our cultural and also the richness of Indonesian Indonesian academy and soldier about the outfit that we caught my attention more the most was clothing and appearance of Indonesian keroncong and pop singing groups. You know that Cakrakan, Isyana Saraswati and Rosa and also one of the keroncong pop singer, I think they perform a very very amazing about and also the appearance of their outfit is also represent all the various country the various province in Indonesia.
Okay, the performers today,
yes, they sing our country sing song, our country song like Berkibarlah Benderaku, also Merah Putih. I think their outfit also is also incredible with the characteristic of the province itself.
Yes, it always makes us shiver.
Yes, shiver also.
Yes. Okay, so from the perspective of Indonesian designers, how exciting are you? How excited are you to keep looking forward for Indonesia's Independence Day ceremonies?
Yes, very exciting because I think Pak Prabowo itself and also the other official guests not only brought traditional feel to this state ceremony but also emphasize the message that local cultural heritage is an important part of the nation's identity, our nation's identity, of course.
Okay, so
yes,
besides in this ceremony, what do you think about the use of traditional clothes in Indonesia? Do you think it's already spread nationwide in various events, various occasions?
Yes, of course, Wastra Nusantara today already emphasized and also famous in every single activities or in our country. Our company or all of this Wastra Nusantara has been included in our outfit, daily outfit, I think, and not just because if we see in the ceremony, we know that they wore very very elegant accessories like this, but of the but the clothes itself like a batik and also songket or tenun, I think they in every day or also has been famous in our Indonesian people, I think.
Okay, and what about you yourself? Maybe you have design or even about traditional clothes or
yes,
mix?
Because every design of my character is also usually used Wastra Nusantara for the clothes and being modified with the design more modern, I think.
Wow.
But the clothes based on all of the Wastra Nusantara clothes like this.
Okay, so
we use batik, we use tenun, we use songket for all of our design.
Wow. Okay, sounds so cool and extraordinary. Because adding traditional elements or touch into our works, it's I think one of things that we can contribute as this nation's generation on this 80th Independence Day celebration.
Yes, of course, as young people or young generation in Indonesia, as we can sound for today's ceremony with Pak Prabowo as our beloved president, I think we must continue and also emphasize the cultural message that our heritage is very important part of our nation's identity, but identity by use the kind of the tradition cultural of the clothes and the other outfits that represent our cultural, our rich cultural.
Okay, so Zizi, what things, what message you would like to convey on this 80th Independence Day, especially to the young generation to continue the spirit, the fighting of Indonesian heroes?
Yes, of course, let's contribute that we also always and use some of our every day our batik and our cultural base of the clothes for our country, our beloved country. So we can create and also we can contribute with the like our design. We can enrich our design with the several cultural additional value that we can collaborate with other stakeholders or other producer that make the clothes of the tenun of the batik to use in our daily outfit.
Okay, so Zizi, keep showing your works to the world, keep showing the beauty of Indonesia through your design. We're really looking forward.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, and once again, happy 80th Independence Day to all of us.
Happy 80th Indonesian Independence Day, everyone.
Okay, bye, thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you so much.
Well, listener, that's our short but meaningful talk on this Indonesia's Independence Day, talking about the fashion of our president, vice president, all of the guests in this morning's 80th Indonesia's Independence Day ceremony, and the potential of Indonesian fashions to go international, especially through Indonesian designers like Zizi Rafika. Stay tuned for more insightful talks on Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia.
The 80th Independence Day of Indonesia, united and sovereign, a prosperous people, an advanced Indonesia.
Races. I've seen so many faces, never bother being anyway. But every day, all I hear is bombing and fighting and tragic and traffic. Sometimes I can send a basic, but hey, we are the youth of the nation. We gotta get up as a new generation. Stop there, now do something for your nation.
Beribu pulau terbentang sempurna, membelah dua samudra. Kan ku bawa nama dunia, ceritakan indah Nusantara.
ku melangkah, takkan ku lupakan tanah tempat ku bersumpah untuk membuatnya jadi indah. Beribu perbedaan, harmoni keindahan, takkan ada alasan bagiku untuk lupakan. Karena
di sana tempat lahir beta,
ibu ini besar kamu.
Sampai akhir menutup mata.
Nyalakan pelitamu, terangi jiwa yang hilang. Haluri mimbar bergemuruh, hatiku tetap untukmu. Indonesia rumah kita semua, unity in diversity. Close your eyes, open up your heart, Big Jaya akan menjelang.
People in the world usually visit Wonosobo to enjoy beautiful scenery from the peak of Dieng Slope. The place, which becomes one of the main destination of Wonosobo, has been well known by domestic and foreign tourists. Various kinds of arts and cultures become evidence that Indonesia is rich of not only beautiful nature or friendly people, but also diverse culture, which becomes background of Indonesian people's life. Culture also becomes way to see civilization in the world. Music is also part of culture. Wonosobo becomes the center of the oldest Islamic civilization in Java Island. Although many things have to appear, Wonosobo becomes a symbol of the city. There is one thing which is not realized by tourists when they come to this small town, namely a unique traditional instrument, so-called bundengan. The instrument has been played as an entertainment of duck breeders since the glory of Majapahit Kingdom. Bundengan is the origin of traditional musical instrument from Wonosobo. The instrument is rare because there are not many makers and players of the instrument.
Jadi bundengan adalah sebuah alat seni musik tradisional Jawa.
Bundengan is Javanese traditional instrument. In addition, it is also called koangan and called betet in East Wonosobo. The Javanese traditional instrument has developed, especially in Kedu region, in Wonosobo and surrounding areas. The instrument is made from bamboos, which are coated with selumpring or bamboo stem and tied with fibers. The instrument is popular among the communities because in the past, it became media of entertainment. According to its function,
keuangan is also used as tools for shelters, for farmers and herdsmen. The shape of Bundengan, which looks like shell, possess some questions. One of them is why people call the instrument Bundengan.
Disebut Bundengan awalnya karena setelah dari
it is called Bundengan because from Kowangan name, it contains of instrument and its sounds is buzzing. So it's called Bundengan. If Javanese people mention that buzzing is called Bundeng, the instrument has high-pitched voice and quite complete, so it can be mentioned to represent a set of gamelan, and there is gendang sounding like kempul and gong.
Anglian numpa prau layar ing dina minggu ke pariwisata alon prau ne wis nengah tiap yupya banyu pinela ora cemu-cemu karo mesem guyu ilang ake rasa lunggang lesu aden jawil mas jebul wesure piting kelopo katon ngawi awi kayu kani peci bali wae dene seso-eso tumandang nyambut gawe anglian numpa prau layar ing dina minggu ke pariwisata alon
prau. The simplicity of the form of the instrument does not reflect the melodious rhythm. The genius farmers and breeders are able to present unique music, namely Bundengan. After exploring, the instrument entertained not only the farmers but also the breeders when they were taking a rest at the time.
Di masyarakat zaman dulu biasa dimainkan untuk mengiringi berbagai pertunjukan, salah satunya pementasan tari lengger.
In the past, it was usually used to accompany performance. One of them was Bali Lenggeran, kids song, and even for Wayang Kedu performance, because from one of books which was read by me with its name Krito Sanjoyo book, there is one sentence which mentioned Tudung, referring to Japanese musical instrument as Wayang Kedu accompaniment. Itself has shape like hood, which is made from bamboo. The uniqueness of the instrument, it is string tucked in between the woven bamboo to produce melodious sound and high pitch. A man with the name Munir, who is very proficient to play it, explained how to make Bundengan. It is made from dried bamboo, then it cut thin or split and refined. When it has been thin and refined, it is installed on Kowangan. To install racket string pairs on the sidelines of Kowangan is given the distance among several boxes and should be tight. Then it is given gondeni or bamboo twig The twig is split and fitted to strings and inserted a stick. Then it can be tested in the stem. It is not easy to make the instrument. Understanding the maker of gamelan music is also a benchmark of the beauty of the sound coming out of the bundangan. Bundangan is in category of string instrument which uses guitar and rubber string. Furthermore, a lecturer of ethnomusicology Surakarta, Dr. Zulkarnain Mistortoifi, explained about bundangan.
Alat bundangan ini sebetulnya terdiri dari beberapa elemen.
Bundangan instrument consists of some elements. One bowo or koangan, which is plated by bamboo frame to form it like bowo. Then there are strings which produce sound. There are four strings which function as gong, kempul, and bende, and produce kempul and also getok sound. Because it is different, then the principle of its strain is also varied, and there is also a facility to ascend down the strain. Another side is a piece of bamboo which is plugged in its different size and thickness. If it is plucked, to produce different sound. Being simple is the main key which is played by bundangan physically, but the simplicity can give the pleasure of a sad heart. That was a glimpse of traditional instrument from Wonosobo, namely bundangan. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
At RA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from Aceh entitled Dibabah Pinto. The song was composed by Ayah Ubid. It means in front of the door. The lyrics tell the story of a wife waiting for her husband at the door. The wife hopes her husband will come home soon. The song Dibabah Pinto also became the soundtrack of the movie Cut Nyak Din in 1988. In the movie, Cut Nyak Din waits for her husband, Tengku Ibrahim, to return home to fight against the invaders, similar to the song Dibabah Pinto. Well, listener, here is the song Dibabah Pinto by Liza Aulia.